It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Arguing before the show even starts.
People saw us on Twitch, I think. I think people, if you turn on the Twitch early, twitch.tv/ESPN1000, we're already in a fight. You and I are already in a fight.
Welcome in to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. I'm Chris Black along with Adam Abdallah. Phone calls at 312-332-3776. You can watch the show on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Hey, we made it. Baseball will start this week.
Yeah.
On Thursday, we will have Major League Baseball. Professional sports in this country have started, but the ones that you really are invested in, your favorite teams, the Cubs, the White Sox, Major League Baseball, it is back on Thursday.
Look, I can gamble on MLS and the EPL and all that kind of stuff, but baseball being back, something to do at night instead of watching 30 Rock again for the fifth time, it's great to have actual sports backs. Hurlers, sluggers, managers.
The whole thing.
Adjusting before we hit stuff.
Gloves.
Yeah.
The jock.
Your
you
person.
Know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how about this? Congratulations, Rob Manfred. How about this? You made it. You finally got to a week where we're going to have a baseball season. I mean, one of your teams doesn't know where they're going to play. Some of the testing protocols up in the air.
I thought they said Florida.
Well, the Toronto Blue Jays find out yesterday that the Canadian government will not allow the Blue Jays to play.
What's this all about?
They will not be allowed to play in Toronto. So maybe their AAA affiliate in Buffalo will be hosting the Blue Jays. Who knows? But Rob Manfred, how about that?
Where there's hockey.
And lastly, the percent of a chance we're playing Major League Baseball this year.
100%.
I mean, what kind of a summer for Manfred?
That there will still be a season? I'm not confident.
I mean,
he should have stuck with his first prediction. Because guess what?
Back and forth.
Guess what?
What?
There's only a few more sleeps till baseball.
How about this? Tonight on ESPN television, you have the Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox in a duel. How about that?
On ESPN.
Yeah, that's great. I'm excited. You can watch baseball. Cubs baseball in this market. You can watch it tonight. How about that?
Oh, I can't wait for some of the antics.
What a concept.
I can't wait for some of the antics. What's David Ross going to do?
Well, you know, as
will there be any joshing?
Well, I mean, sure, perhaps.
It's Cubs and Sox.
I mean, okay, so if you're a Cub fan, you're waking up today. Since this is the week where we get baseball, and I'm excited about having professional sports in this city return into this city, right? If you're a Cub fan, are you confident that you're going to be able to see the marquee network? If we get to this point on Thursday, we head into Friday, the first game, Cubs Brewers, Friday night. Are you going to be able to watch that game? Or am I going to have to go back to, I remember back in high school, back in the day, in the early 2000s in high school.
You watching fuzzy porn?
No. You go to study hall. No. Fuzzy porn.
You go to you do the channels and you try to watch it fuzzy.
You try to watch it fuzzy. you go to study hall and you act like you're studying, but you pull up the screen from ESPN where you watch the pitch by pitch.
Oh yeah,
where it just tells you ball, strike, and then you see someone's on first. Mm-hmm. Home run. Oh, and that's how you watch a ball game? Is that how Cub fans are going to have to watch baseball this summer?
Well, do I have to be that guy?
Yeah, be that guy, because I don't have the Marquee Network right now.
I won't be, because I have Hulu Live, which has the Marquee Network.
Oh, okay.
And so I will be watching Cubs baseball. You can call me, and I'll give you play-by-play.
I don't want your play-by-play.
If you want, we
can
FaceTime.
What would your play-by-play sound like?
We can FaceTime. Like, here comes a pitch. Bloop. Strike. It would be just like watching.
Why would I want that?
It would be a verbal version of watching the pitch by pitch.
Why would
on
I want that?
ESPN.com. Because you could maybe hear some stuff in the background. Maybe.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need the marquee network. Now, here's the brilliance of being a cord cutter. Since I'm not tied into a cable provider, I have YouTube TV at the moment.
Well, maybe not for long.
But next month, I could perhaps have Hulu Live.
Next month? Do it today.
Well, I mean, it's the 19th. I could ride out the rest of this month.
But you're going to miss like 10 games.
Well, I've got this fantastic Abdallah play-by-play where he's going to FaceTime me for 4 hours of a baseball game and give me all the play-by-play.
Here's a pitch.
Or
ball.
How about this? I could just watch the White Sox.
Home locally for White Sox baseball as Luis Robert pummels this ball deep center field. Oh, into the shrubbery it goes. Bring him a shrubbery. 1-0. Home Sox.
Well, Luis Robert does it again. This might be a preview of what is to come opening day for Luis Robert. American League, National League, get ready. Because Luis Robert is coming.
Benetti, Garfine on NBC Sports Chicago. Luis Robert with his first home run yesterday, Abdallah, and he is crushing the ball. Now listen, Scott Merkin from MLB.com made it very clear on his Twitter feed to like also keep in mind, for how good Robert is playing right now, he's also going against his own teammates who are not pitching inside.
Mm-hmm.
So you will see some different pitches coming at Luis Robert when things actually fly for real. Now, tonight against the Cubs, if he hits 3 home runs and continues on this hot tear that we've seen here in summer camp the last couple of days, then maybe you kind of give more highlight to that. But, you know, it's awesome to see him crush these balls out of the ballpark.
It's exciting. I can name, like, I just go through the White Sox roster. How can you not be excited about every single player and what you're going to see from them going into this season? Whether they make the playoffs or they don't make the playoffs, the optimism is high. The excitement is high. They're young. They're fun to watch. Everything about them is exciting. So what if he's not getting pitched inside? It's still it's entertaining.
It's notable. Just keep that in mind.
But the excitement is there. Like, listen to the excitement in Chuck Garfine's voice. He's like, this is just just watch out. Like, watch out.
And that was the first home run. How about the second?
This is a great test for a young hitter. Not too many hitters have faced a guy like Cishek with this funky delivery, and he's in the majors doing this.
Oh, boy, that ball leaked, and it continues to leak. Luis Robert, look out to the concourse. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. That hit off the last seat in the section in left field. Well, so much for my theory. It was going to take a little bit of time to get used to a pitcher like Steve Cishek.
So that's Luis Robert, Garfine, Benetti on NBC Sports Chicago with his second home run, blasted that onto the concourse. I'm excited to watch Luis Robert play in real baseball games. So let's ask the question at 312-332-3776. If you're a baseball fan, maybe you're not even a Cubs or a White Sox fan. If you are, great. If you're not, what are you looking forward to most in this baseball season? 60 games, we know it's going to be different. It's going to be a sprint. I feel from the start, both the Cubs and the White Sox will be playoff contenders. If not, they both have the opportunity to make the playoffs in this season. So let's ask the question. What are you excited for most? I'm excited for Luis Robert. You mentioned the entire depth of the White Sox young lineup. I think that is something to be excited for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see Lucas Giolito to double down from what we saw last year. I want him to improve. I'm excited to see Dylan Cease. What we saw in his last outing, 5 strikeouts and the ability, you know, some of those pitches were incredible. I think for the North side, I'm looking for Yu Darvish. Yu Darvish last year at times was dominant. He was a top flight pitcher. I want to see him do that again. I want to see Chris Bryant kind of bounce back after kind of a, you know, he had a productive season last year, but I want to see him get back to the MVP level that he's played at before.
Yeah.
Wilson Contreras has been crushing the ball just like Robert has been crushing it on the south side. Contreras smashing it on the north side in this summer camp. There's a lot of things to kind of look at. What are you excited for most as a baseball fan heading into this season?
I think if I go to the south side first, I'm excited to watch Tim Anderson. I think he plays with a style that people want to watch in baseball now, that, you know, old-timey baseball guy's on his way out, new-timey baseball guy's on his way in, and new-timey baseball guy likes to bat flip. And I think that is something that is fun to watch. I'm not a White Sox fan, but I enjoy watching Tim Anderson. I enjoy watching the White Sox. I think they're young. They've got tons of swag. I think that they're a fun team to watch. They're a young, up-and-coming team. And Tim Anderson, I think, is, like, he's not the best player on the team, but he's probably a good representation of what that team has become, right? As far as the North Side goes, I'm excited to watch The Last Dance. I'm excited to watch this team that their window is probably closing, and if, you know, this might be the last season for a few guys on the team. I think that, you know, Chris Bryan might be on his way out. They're going to have to make a decision, whether it's Chris Bryan or Javi Baez most likely. You know, John Lester's only got another season left after this one. You know, you're going to have to make some decisions on these guys, some tough decisions after this year. This might be the last year where the entire team is together from a team that won a World Series together, where the core is together. And I think that that's something that people need to take into account when watching this Cubs season, that you might be seeing the last at-bats of Chris Bryan in a Cubs uniform. If they make the decision to trade Javi, you might be watching the last few at-bats of Javi Baez in a Cubs uniform. You know, David Ross, his first year managing, how's he going to handle a pitching staff in a 60-game stretch? How is he going to adapt to the new rules of using a pitcher for three batters at a time? You know, it's his first time managing, and all of these guys are friends with him. How's he going to handle that? There's a lot more question marks, I think, on a team on the north side than there are on the south side, because I think there's more expectations for the team on the north side.
That's a good question. Who has the more expectations? You might be right about that. There are more expectations for the Cubs because of their recent success. I feel like there's a lot of pressure being put on the White Sox, especially with what we've seen from some of the young players pop early on, thus giving some of the expectations. 312-332-3776. Listening on the ESPN Chicago app is Will in Virginia. Will, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? So, yeah, the one thing I'm kind of looking forward to is with the Cubs and how they use the DH. I mean, maybe Schwarber's their main DH, but I really feel like they have a lot of guys that they could kind of plug in and out of the DH spot throughout the year. I mean, with having a regular guy, of course, but then maybe Contreras or Bryan or whoever kind of gets a shot. So I'm curious to see how that kind of maybe gets their offense. Hopefully it stays more consistent this season.
Will, do you have the marquee network where you're at? Do you have access to it?
I have MLB TV, so I assume it'll be on there, but I really have no idea. I had some games in March, but lately I haven't seen anything on there, so I'm curious to see now, like everybody else.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Will. We appreciate it, man.
You're the best.
That's Will in Virginia. And Abdallah, to Will's point about the DH, and we look at Kyle Schwarber, I would add him to my list, too. I agree with Will, because look at what Schwarber did last year in 155 games. 38 home runs. He was really good at the plate last season. Average of .250, on base percentage, .339. You know, I think as a DH, you limit what he has to think about during a game. I get that some who have to switch to becoming a DH do not like the inactivity. And I know that Schwarber's talked about how he has to figure out like the flow of a game, because he's going to just be sitting over there until the five times he gets up at the plate. But, you know, Theo Epstein has planned for this. Yeah. He's planned for Schwarber to be his DH. I'm excited to see that as well.
Well, David Ross has also mentioned that, you know, he likes Caratini's bat. He likes that when Caratini gets into a rhythm, he's a quality at bat, that he wants to mix in Victor Caratini as a DH as well when he's not catching. He's going to be, you know, catching Darvish, but I think that they're going to use him a lot more. And David Ross has also said, you know, he's not going to let Schwarber's mishaps in the field dictate him only being a DH. Like, he's going to use Schwarber in the field as much as he wants to. So, yeah, Schwarber may be a DH, but they're going to use him in the field a lot. So look for some form of rotation in there between him and Caratini at the DH spot as well.
Would you describe your feelings as confident that there will still be a season?
I'm not confident.
And lastly, percent of a chance we're playing Major League Baseball this year.
100%.
I mean, Manfred, come on, you got baseball this week. Back and forth all summer. We actually get baseball.
He was right. We got it.
312-332-3776.
We're still like 4 days, but
team doesn't know where they're going to play their home games. The Blue Jays don't really know. They're just kind of floating, but it's all right.
Whoa, what's all that about? Leave that out of it.
312-332-3776. What are you most excited for in this baseball season? Give us a call.
listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Here's Ricky Renteria yesterday on prep for the season.
I think, like most clubs, the foundation of our club is pretty solid now. I think that I know everybody wants to play the matchup game and this and that. Not opposed to it, not against it. I'm not, but I think that when you end up in a situation where we're at right now, as much as we've done a really great job in extending guys and allowing them to work and put themselves in a position where they can go deep, you never feel like you have enough pitching in some instances. You always want to have the options available to you. But just by default, with the way the rosters are going to be split up, the roster numbers, we'll still be able to carry an extra pitcher or two, but we'll see.
So it's Ricky Renteria yesterday. You ever seen the movie Signs?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one where there's like sound, there's like the EQ coming through, and then they're like trying to figure out whether or not there's aliens? I know in A Quiet Place you can't make noise, but I don't think, do the aliens actually make noise? You hear that behind Ricky Renteria? I know that all this is done on Zoom. Yeah, like, or they're like a sparrow in the background or something. Did you catch that?
I think, like most clubs, the foundation of our club is pretty solid now.
You hear that?
I know everybody wants to play the match.
Are the aliens trying? Yeah. Independence Day. Wasn't there like a frequency they were using in Independence Day?
Well, I think they were using, Morse code or something? They were using something, and then Jeff Goldblum figured out that it was a countdown.
I think like most clubs,
take one more listen.
The foundation of our club
I'm trying to figure this out.
I think that
there's an alien life form trying to communicate through the Ricky Renteria Zoom post inter squad game.
What's he telling
Zoom
us?
Conference. I don't know. Maybe they're using all the managers in Major League Baseball. Let's take a listen. Here's David Ross yesterday on matchups for the Cubs.
I think the main thing for me is
Clean.
Just having those conversations and not going in with a predetermined plan. Making sure I have conversations with my pitching coach, with my bench coach. What spots of the lineup? Who's coming up? Just start to prepare myself to be ready for a game and how we might want to utilize matchups. I think it's as much for me as it is for them, just to have the phone ring and have that heart rate get up, knowing you're coming in, firing bullets down there and getting ready for the game. Everything in this job is really using my experience and feel, I guess. Joe Madden used to say experience's gift is feel, and so that's something that I don't want to take away, and I understand too. The analytics department, the R&D group, has a lot of models that spit out numbers and give me a good direction on success or failure of the group, and trying to bring those two together and make my own decisions, as well as talking to my coaching staff. All that stuff matters. So, I take it all into consideration. I'd be dumb not to.
So there's David Ross yesterday on Zoom, live from Wrigley Field. Cubs and the White Sox, they play tonight, 7 o'clock on ESPN television. Chris Black and Am Abdallah talking baseball with you here on ESPN 1000. The question is this: what are you most excited for in this baseball season? Is it the young White Sox roster, Luis Robert, Yu Darvish on the north side? Maybe it's Rizzo getting healthy and smashing the baseball. What are you excited for most? We go on now to the phones. Brian in Jefferson Park, you're on ESPN 1000. Brian, what are you excited for in this baseball season?
Not really much. Just trying to find out what kind of soccer plays Abdallah has for today.
What? Oh. Okay.
I love it. All calls welcome. I love it.
Yeah, of course. What are you looking to get something in the morning here? You want something in the afternoon? You want something in the evening? What do you want?
Everything.
What do you want? What are you looking at?
All right, I got Tottenham in the over for the 10 a.m. game. I was looking to see if you had anything else so I could juice on top of it.
I like the over in that game as well. I agree with you there. I like Man U plays Chelsea today in the FA Cup. Man U has had Chelsea's number as of late.
Of course they do.
So Man U is plus 143 on the money line.
Love it.
I like that. And then tonight in the MLS, there's two games. The over-under right now is set at 2.5, but if you want to, you can push that up to 3 and get plus odds. So I like to push those up to 3. I like both overs in the MLS tonight, and I'm sending those to 1G Thomas Waddle right now as well.
Is he going to play all of them?
Probably.
Are we putting it all together?
Probably.
Can we add the baseball game tonight in it? Brian, do you want to add the baseball game in
this? I don't think you
can
play the baseball game tonight.
I don't think they're putting lines on the baseball
game. No, they're not.
Game,
Okay.
But Abdallah, have you been playing the USL? It's been kind of like an ATM for me. I've been hitting tickets left and right playing that USL league.
No, what do you got? Give me a play,
yeah,
Brian.
Yeah, come on.
You
come
give
on.
Me
I
a
don't,
play.
Don't just take.
Playing, they don't have anything going off tonight, but man, I'm telling you, the last three nights I've been hitting 2 and 3 teamers.
All right. I will do that. I appreciate
so
it, Brian.
Keep an eye on that USL and love the over in them. The overs are just getting slammed.
I love overs. Who? What's an under? I don't even know what an under is.
What's the point? I learned from the great Carmen DeFalco. Why bet an under? There's no excitement in an under.
Absolutely.
Yeah, life's too short, guys.
Life's too short to bet the under.
Thank you, Brian. And once again, just want to get you on the board. You're not interested for the baseball.
Not one bit. I mean, I'm a huge Sox fan. I'm a big Sox fan. But I mean, just tell me if I won my money. I mean, I got so much going on in my life right now with work and all that. You can't put 3.5 hours down to sit there and watch nothing. If I was in the stands, that's another story. And I know a lot of people feel the same way, but yeah, I ain't got enough time for that, man. I'm the armchair cannabis. I got a podcast that I'm trying to do. Sports betting and cannabis intake.
That's a good plug. Thank you for the call, Brian. We appreciate it. I love that. Got him down. Not interested in the baseball. How fantastic is that? Plus the plug. Love that. That was a great call.
Armchair cannabis.
I love that.
Does Danny Zetterman have the rights to every armchair offshoot? Does he get a percentage of every armchair offshoot?
Considering that Dak Shepard, isn't that his name?
Dax Shepard? Yeah, Dax Shepard.
Isn't his podcast like one of the most notable podcasts, and it's called The Armchair Something? I think he kind of beat Danny to the punch.
Is it Dax Shepard?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is Dax Shepard.
It's the armchair what?
It's like
the number 2 or 3 podcasts in Apple.
Armchair podcast. Expert.
Yeah. The armchair expert.
Yeah. Okay. How many downloads a week does he get?
Listen. Why we got to bring up numbers?
Well, I'm pointing out that exists in the world.
Okay.
So it's there.
All right.
Just letting you know.
That's on you.
Okay. All right. We got Brian down. Not interested in the baseball. Baseball's back this week. Not interested in baseball. I got that. Did you see in the Sun-Times?
Hmm.
Joe Cowley has a column where he got to talk with Ozzie Guillen.
Yeah.
And Ozzy is wondering why he is not managing a baseball team. And I think Ozzy has a point. I mean, you know, the last couple of years we've seen older managers who are, you know, in the NBA we see it all the time, the retread coach. You know, an opening happens and everyone says, "Hey, put Mark Jackson or Jeff Van Gundy in there."
Mm-hmm.
It's like, "All right, well, you know, neither have coached a team in the last 10 years?"
Yeah.
Mark Jackson was a coach 6-7 years ago. There are guys who are qualified who have just not gotten the opportunity yet. And we've seen those situations work out to benefit teams like the Toronto Raptors, Nick Nurse. He got an opportunity. He's a fantastic coach. So in baseball, I think it's interesting that we continue to see guys, and the quote in the column from the Sun-Times from Ozzie Guillen is, look at Ron Gardenhire. He's back in the game. Dusty Baker, back in the game. Joe Maddon, still managing, who is an old school, older manager. You know, when you look at the group, Ozzie Guillen fits in that group. And I know that Ozzie wants to be a manager. I'm surprised that no one has even considered interviewing Ozzie Guillen or trying to bring Ozzie Guillen back into the fold as a manager in Major League Baseball.
I agree with you. And there are examples of older managers in the game. But the majority of teams are going the route of the Cubs, where you bring in a guy who's not too far removed from the game, someone who's actually been in the booth as the last few hires have been, and you don't pay him that much because
Aaron Boone, David Ross.
Yeah, yeah. You don't pay him as much as you would a Joe Maddon, someone with tenure, someone who has a World Series ring, and you don't pay him as much, and you say, here are the analytics. You have to use these, and we trust you in the field during the game to make the decisions. But ultimately, we're going to make a lot of the decisions for you because we trust our analytics team more than we trust you and your eye.
What about the gut? What about someone's gut?
Well, the gut will be used during the game.
What about blank, your first reaction?
I mean, look,
Malcolm Gladwell wrote an entire book about how you have to trust your gut. And your first initial reaction is usually the way to lead yourself. And the more you think, the more you consider, the more data you add to it. You complicate the decisions.
I love the Gladwell.
What about the gut?
Love the Gladwell.
Ozzie's a gut guy.
I love the gut.
Joe Maddon, a bit of a gut guy.
Got quite the
thoughtful,
gut.
Thoughtful, but a gut guy.
Quite the gut on a Joe Maddon.
So are you suggesting that David Ross, not a gut guy?
No, I think he is a gut guy, but I feel that more baseball teams are looking at managers as someone to manage the clubhouse and not necessarily manage what's going on the field. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, but I want my manager to wheel and deal out there. I want him going with his decisions in the dugout.
You've got a gut manager out there as well. Not always the right decisions with his gut, but he's got some gut decisions out there.
Well, and that's where full circle, Ricky Renteria, will he be here a year from now? Now, obviously, the pandemic has kind of changed all coaching manager decisions, right? Yeah. Because I find it hard to believe teams that are cutting payroll, teams that are losing money, teams in these financial times are going to be sending managers, coaches away. Also talking about a different team in town owned by the same guy.
Oh, they love their gut guys.
I'm wondering if decisions across all of sports will be as we used to see with managers. So Ricky Renteria, will he be here 2-3 years from now? And I wonder if Ozzie would ever have a chance to get back into the fold with the White Sox.
I think it's all dependent on the situation and the price. Look, he doesn't have to go manage just any team. It's not like he's itching for money. It's not like he's, you know, he
wants to manage, though.
He wants
right
to
here.
Manage, but I
sometimes,
think
sometimes Ozzie
I think
can.
That he could look, if the White Sox came calling in a year or two, and I think he might do it. But if, you know, I don't think he's actually going to take just any job. I think he can kind of pick and choose his job. I don't think he's going to take just any team that's out there.
Ozzie wants one more shot.
Okay.
He's a gut guy. I like that. Analytics, get out of here. Come on. Go with the gut sometimes.
Well, sure, but, you know, the game has shown that analytics kind of win. Sorry. The nerds have won.
See,
no,
always.
The nerds have won.
Always. And then Renteria, something
I think
is,
like most clubs,
like listen to it. It's like
the foundation of our
there's
of
a
our
frequency behind him. Wait for it.
Now. I think that.
Like, what is that? Did you hear that?
Everybody wants to play the matchup game and this and that. Not opposed to it. Not against it. I'm not.
It's a Zoom.
What? All right.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago.
Some football here, Black and Abdallah, on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. I saw this on NBC Sports Boston. So the Patriots have announced that they will have 20% capacity at this year's home games for the Patriots games if they take place. So 20% capacity at Gillette Stadium for Patriots home games this season. Now, Bears fans have not been told yet how many fans will be able to go to Soldier Field for this football season. They've been told by the Chicago Bears to wait and stand by. If you want your tickets, you can be a part of whatever they do to figure out who gets to go in whatever percent capacity that they'll have, but they have yet to release those details. So the Patriots are going to do 20%. Tickets for the secondary market are down per NBC Sports Boston, but the ticket prices have skyrocketed. They're suggesting and saying that there's an increase of nearly $170 per ticket that's available on different websites for these games. So you look at the 20% in a stadium. First, obviously, the question is, would you go, right? Mm-hmm. 20% going to a football stadium that seats, what, 70 to 80,000 people. So you're spread out, different options. The concern that I would have going to Soldier Field would not necessarily be sitting in the seating bowl. My concern would be going to the bathroom, waiting for concessions, getting into the stadium. If you've ever gone to Soldier Field, getting into the stadium, all you're doing is being slam-packed with people mm-hmm. for about 20 to 30 minutes, waiting, standing, breathing on each other. Like that, and I know you're outside, so just imagine how long those lines would be if they implement like 6 feet in between each person trying to get into Soldier Field.
Yeah.
You know, the line's going to go, if you're on the north side of the field, your back is going to be against the Field Museum. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to go across that street right there. So, like, okay, how do you get everyone into the stadium? That's a concern that I would have. Sitting in the stadium with 20%, that wouldn't necessarily concern me until I had to go to the bathroom. And those bathrooms, there's no ventilation in those bathrooms. Mm-hmm. We've all been in there. I mean, come on. What do those bathrooms smell like? I mean, in the first quarter, they smell
like,
okay.
They smell like bathrooms.
What do the bathrooms smell like by the time you get to the third quarter?
Like bathrooms.
They smell a lot worse than bathrooms.
Well, I think that, first of all, you have to decide whether or not you're going to go to Soldier Field, right? Like you said. And then I think that, like you said, the issue is stadium by stadium. There's stadiums that have many entrances. There's stadiums that have entrances around the entire stadium. They have no problem. You walk out, you disperse. There's parking all around the stadium. So, like, if you walk in the east entrance, you're probably coming in from the east parking lot or whatever it is. Given
the
your
United
stadium.
Center is like this.
Exactly. You can walk in and out of any entrance at any time and walk to a parking lot, and it's not an issue. You know. But Soldier Field, leaving Soldier Field, when I leave Soldier Field after you and I go to a game, I walk.
Best of luck to you, my friend.
Well, I walk through the stadium.
Survival of the fittest, trying to get out of there.
Well, I'm usually walking by myself because you exit through the south of the stadium. You go back to your dad's car and he takes you home, right? Drives you home. I have to take the train back home because I live on the north side. So what I do is I usually walk through the stadium.
Are you going to give your cheat code here?
No, I'm just...
You're not going to give your cheat code on the air?
You know what the cheat code is? I'm by myself.
Well, no, but you have a play. You have a fantastic play.
Oh, yeah.
To outsmart everybody, and it works.
I'm not going to tell people about where I get on the train.
All right. Okay. But I think it's a very smart idea that you pull.
It is a smart idea. Huh? Think about it.
Are you suggesting you're giving a clue?
Yes, it is.
Like book smart?
What I do is I walk through the stadium.
Like, you don't want me to give it away, do you?
I get on at library. No one's going to. I get on at the Brown Line at library before everybody else gets on the train at the next stop. I get a seat. I walk an extra an extra 2 minutes.
It's brilliant, though.
Yeah, there's nobody on the platform.
Right.
It's amazing. Until now.
See, now the key is now you have to swim even more upstream and go to, like, Van Buren.
No. I'm not doing that. But no, what I do is I walk through the stadium from the south end zone to the north end zone and exit out of the north end zone. But the problem is by the time I get to the Field Museum, like you said, you're packed into sardines because there's, like, unless people are walking through the plants, which you're not supposed to, and they usually have that fenced off, everybody has to cram into, like, this space that's, like, 5 or 6 people wide to back until you disperse after. And then you have to go through the tunnel and over under the bridge and all that kind of stuff. And it's a disaster. Now, with 20% of 60,000 people, it's probably going to be a little bit different. But you have to do something about getting in and getting out of the stadium. You have to do, like, entry times or something like that.
Well,
because what they did last year, remember last year they instituted the mobile ticketing.
Yeah.
Disaster for the first couple games.
Yeah.
People didn't have the app downloaded. People were trying to download, and everybody knows when you're in a big group of people like that, you can't download stuff because the service is poor, and it caused even more of a backup. So you add that into the backup of trying to get everybody in safely. I just don't see it working for certain stadiums like Soldier Field.
And I thought this was interesting this morning, seeing the story from NBC Sports Boston, because the Patriots are really the first team leading the way in the NFL on all of this. They were the first team to contact their season ticket holders to tell them what's up. They're now the first team saying we're going to have 20% capacity. So, like, it's something to keep your eyes on if you're a Bears fan. 312-332-3776. Soldier Field, there's a lot of funneling that goes on with people getting in the stadium, yeah, out of the stadium, a lot of funneling together, bringing mm-hmm. everyone together, slamming them together for a space that's like 5 feet wide to get thousands of people through. Let's go to Mark in Logan Square. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mark?
What's up, homies? How you doing?
It's all good.
We're good, man. What's going on?
I mean, listen, man. I mean, it's tough enough, right, just living life. Why would I go pack myself into a stadium? Like, it's just, like, I mean, come on. I got a 65-inch TV for a reason. And, you know, you just got to be safe. You know what I mean? Even if you don't believe in what's going on, even, like, there's a lot of people who don't. You got to take the precaution. We all have family. We all, you know, you got to take the precaution. And I'm sorry, Bears games, and I go to a few of them. I go to a few. I go to at least 2-3 a year. I try to go. That's my vacation. I don't take money. But listen, man, it's not worth it this year, man. I'm not calling, man. I know, Black, you're a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
I hope they do you well, man. But it ain't worth it this year. Love you guys. Peace.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, so the Bears, when they sent out their email suggesting that there will be fans and at some point they'll let us know how they're going to get the selection of those season ticket holders into the stadium, mm-hmm. they also mentioned that if you want to opt out, there's no penalty to opting out for this season. So you can opt out of this year and you'll still have your standard seats in the stadium for 2021. There's no issue. So, like, you know, I think it's the way my dad, I talked to my dad about it. My wife actually has her own season tickets, so I'm pretty lucky in the fact that we have access to a lot of season tickets. And the conversations we've had is that, like, our family, we didn't go to Champaign when they built the new stadium.
Yeah,
we didn't do the year of driving down the Champaign.
No.
And there's no problem, like, having season tickets as long as we had. Like, when we look back, I don't feel like I missed out because we missed those 8 home dates down at the University of Illinois.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, if 30 years from now, if I look back and I tell little Jimmy Abdallah, your son.
My son's not going to be named Jimmy.
Well, if he's sitting next to us at a game and I say, you know what, we've had these tickets for all these years except for that 1 year because of the pandemic, I think he'll understand. You know, like, I think when we look back and we say, like, yeah, you know, things just didn't work out that year. It's okay. I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like he said, for every, you know, 5 people that are going to opt out, there's going to be 5 people that are going to want to pay $500 on the secondary market to go to a game.
Sure. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people who just want to say that they're there.
Yeah. Well, look at the rooftops, the Wrigley rooftops. Those are open. The first couple games already sold out.
Yeah.
People already want to go because they want to say they're seeing something that nobody else gets to see this year. So I think that, yeah, would I go? No. I don't need to go see Bears games this year. I can watch them on TV and I can realize that it's a pandemic. I don't feel safe going to games. But if someone else wants to go, I'm not going to fault them for wanting to go. If you want to go, go.
Like the logic is this. If last night the group of us that we went to dinner together, mm-hmm. if the conversation is trying to figure out if it's safe to actually go to dinner,
then we shouldn't go to dinner.
Well, but it's like, well, we probably shouldn't go to a stadium with 20,000 people.
Yeah,
either,
well,
you know,
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah,
you see what,
yes,
I'm saying? Like,
yes,
if we're still trying to figure out weighing whether or not it's okay to go to dinner,
yeah,
then it's like, maybe.
Like, if
maybe
there was
should.
An indoor concert going on tonight with socially distant seats, I probably still wouldn't go because it's indoors and I don't think. But if there was like an outdoor, like a lot of places are doing drive-in concerts, I would have no problem driving up to a stage and sitting in my car. And I don't know how they're doing it. I think you turn into a frequency or maybe you just open your windows and listen. I have no idea. I haven't gone yet.
They could do it. I mean, listen.
For
listen,
sure. Why not?
That's why we're here. Bleck and Abdallah. We give away free ideas. How about that idea I gave out to the White Sox? Are they going to do it? Put cars in the parking lot.
Tailgate.
Put cars in the parking lot. Allow people to watch the game from their cars in the parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. Have the idea.
Wow. Can they show Cubs games for people that don't have marquee?
Can the Cubs do it? What parking lot would they do it for?
No, I'm saying, can the Sox do it?
Oh, like open up their parking lot for those who can't watch marquee?
Yeah.
That would be kind of funny.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Take more of your calls on baseball. What are you looking forward to most in this baseball season?
Like the worst round of my life yesterday.
Well,
The worst round of my life.
It was windy.
Oh, it was so windy. I'm not kidding you, Tyler. Tyler producing the show today. Sand to sand to sand. Bunker to bunker to bunker at one point.
It was hot.
I just picked it up.
You just want to go to the beach.
I bisoned it. That's the new bison.
No.
That's the new bison.
So you got
just pick
times.
It up.
I got a nine. I got a nine on it. Yeah.
I had some tens yesterday.
It was
no
bad.
Shame.
It was
shame.
A bad day yesterday, and we got a friend who's counting strokes. I'm like, I just want to get the, I just want to get off the course, dude. Shut up. I just picked the ball up. Shut up. I love Tim. We'll golf with him again.
All right. We'll continue talking baseball with you at 312-332-3776.
I'm never going back to that course again. I'm done with
it. Oh, why? It's a great course.
I'm done with it.
Great
I'm course. Done with it. I'm done with it. Don't just, call me if you're going.
Just because you're bad doesn't mean the course is.
It was the worst round of my life.
Well, I mean, hey, it's all right. You can always do better.
Today.
That's the best part about golf. You can always
part.
Do better.
Oh, I got my
better.
Money's worth yesterday.
No one's ever shot an 18.
Shot per dollar spent yesterday, money's worth.
There you go. Chris Black, M. Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Each time during the week, we listen throughout all the shows here at ESPN 1000. And in this segment, every Sunday morning, we bring you our segment called Good Question. We go through the scoreboard, Abdallah, and this is how it works. If a host on ESPN 1000 asks a question and a guest on the phone responds with good or great question, you get a point. What does our leaderboard look like in 2020?
Tom Waddle's in the lead with 25. Jonathan Hood has 24. And Cap has 22.
All right, there it is. Here's this week's edition of Good Question.
Yeah, I got a question for you. Can I get an answer?
It's a final question, though.
You're going to take any questions?
Do you want me to let me finish talking? You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. Don't interrupt me, okay? Just leave it plain and simple, all right?
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
On a rent?
Rent.
What do you do for a living?
Lots of things.
Where's your office?
I don't have one.
How come?
I don't need one.
Where's your wife?
Don't have one.
How come?
It's a long story.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
How come?
It's an even longer story.
Are you my dad's brother?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
Dad, I got a question for you. Can I get it in?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
It's the question that drives us near. It's the question that brought you here.
How could you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his performance?
I'm on Burgundy?
Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter?
Dad, I got a question for you. Can I get an answer?
Here we go. A big week of good question.
Woo. So, John, if it's not going to be a long
go,
process
Joe.
Before
go,
the
Joe.
Next step and we think we have most of those things in play, why are they making an announcement about anything today?
That's a good question.
Shefty, is there anything to why they would announce today without having the new name ready in the rollout and all this? We just talked to John Keim, who said he thinks that it's not far off in the distance. There's obviously some trademark things that would need to go through there.
Yeah.
But do you think there's any significance to just announcing that it's not going to be the name that we all already figured it wouldn't be anymore?
Well, that's a good question.
As far as testing, and I agree with the safety and the testing procedure, it needs to be, you know, of utmost importance. Because, Sam, this is really kind of an outlier of what we're all going through and kind of feeling our way through. I'm curious, you mentioned WNBA, NBA, even hockey. They're all going to be in a bubble. Major League Baseball is not. The Bundesliga is not. Have you guys and or the league used or looked at those other leagues that are going to play it like you guys are as kind of a template of how they're testing?
That's a great question.
You have a lot of states, not all, but a lot of states where marijuana is legal. A lot of NBA players, and I've talked to guys in other sports, ex-athletes, who go, I don't want to be on opioids, but I will smoke marijuana or take an edible because it makes their body feel better. Has the NBA addressed getting marijuana into the bubble? Did guys bring their own stash? Like, how are they handling that?
What is
No, that's a great question.
Do you think there's enough buy-in amongst all these players, Sarah, to actually make this work? Because the idea is good, but these guys have to buy in if they're going to, like, they've got to abide by these rules if they're going to protect that bubble, so to speak.
That's such a good question.
I know the numbers for the amount of people that take part in an NBA game are different from baseball and football, but did those two leagues, specifically MLB and the NFL, make a mistake without trying to set up some form of bubble situation like the NBA did in Orlando? And I know with the other sports, maybe they would have had to do like regional bubbles, but do you think that those other sports kind of missed an opportunity here?
Wow, long question.
That's such a great question.
But what if you know somebody's been out?
Waddle.
You see them and they come back. And I'm with you. I go up to that player and I say to him, listen, you know, what are you doing? Not only are you putting this whole you know, playoff scenario in jeopardy, you're putting my health, my family's health. You're putting come on, you got to be smarter than that. You've got to report yourself. So you try to encourage the guy to report himself. But what if he looks at you and tells you to buzz off? At that point, you've tried to address it in a one-on-one manner. And he's not going to, you know, be a stand-up guy about it. At that point, do you dial up the snitch hotline?
You know, that's a great question.
Kyle, how have you gone about preparing yourself during this downtime? Now you guys are back to work. Over that period between the start of real spring training to this spring training, how have you gone about preparing yourself?
Yeah, good question.
Kyle, any inclination as to whether or not you will be throwing the same type of Super Balls you guys were playing with last season?
Miller.
Yeah, good question.
You know, if you get started, we're all hoping, and you get finished, and it all goes smoothly.
Bit of a good question,
you anticipate, if you guys are fortunate enough to be the World Series champs, that this one will feel the same as 16? Less than 16 because you only played 60 regular season games? Or will it feel even more important because of all of the adversity that you would have had to try and deal with to get to that point?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Well, Josh, because
Jonathan Hood
had a head start on a lot of teams, does that give the Raptors any advantage as far as them being down there for a while? Other teams are not used to the accommodations. Do the Toronto Raptors have a little bit of a leg up?
It's a good question.
How about that? A big week of good questions.
Waddle only two away from his total last season in which he won.
Wow. And we have quite some time before the end of the year.
We do. We do.
How about Waddle?
We do.
Look at Waddle.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, I would think the questions are juiced this year.
Wow. When we come back in 2 minutes, we will talk baseball with you.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.